It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid, excited, why not, reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, I'm still stuck back in 1776. There's coming the last few weeks, we've been going to all these 250th celebrations, and I guess this was the same happened again this week, and it's all building up until next weekend, as you well know, but which will, well, I don't know if it's going to end or is it going to keep going for a while after July 4th, but
It's going to keep going.
it is. Okay, so but this week I was at on Saturday at the Ellsworth Cemetery in Sharon. And what a beautiful, I'd never been there. It's actually the Ellsworth Burying Ground.
Yeah, that's right. Burying grounds.
Yes. And the Burying Ground Association put on a program. And once again, Peter Vermilier, who we all know and love, was the guest speaker, and he entranced the audience. It was a huge crowd, and many of them had heard about Peter but had never heard him speak, and they came away just agog about the way he knows his information and the way he presents it. And it was just, again, standing among these stones that come alive when he talks, and he always brings it to the local. So of course he brought the his talk to Sharon, and spoke about the 21 Revolutionary War veterans who were buried in that burying ground, and names, of course, that still reverberate up to today. So again, it was a really wonderful program, and it was.
Aren't you glad I told you about that?
Did you tell me about that?
Last week, yeah.
Oh, yes, you did tell me about that. I'm glad
Yes.
You did tell me about
you
that.
You said I might go up there, and you did. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it would be a great time up there. And he's always, you're absolutely right, he is a fantastic public speaker as well as a good author and historian. So,
yeah, and as someone said, he certainly doesn't make history dry. He brings it to life, and very easy to listen to. So,
and quietly under the radar, the great thing that is happening with all of this is that people are becoming reconnected. You know, they're not just walking around as random bits in an area. They're becoming reconnected to, oh, wow, this is it. Oh, you know, and it's quiet, but it's potent, let's just say.
Yeah. Well, it's true. If it was really fun watching the audience, all, you know, they were just, and after it was done, they were just blown away. It does, and it's connecting people to their town's history, and hopefully that'll continue. But speaking of that, we'll be looking ahead this week. I think every town is having something on Friday or Saturday. Mike, do you have list of all that stuff?
I don't have a complete list. It's very difficult to compile because there are so many towns, so many places. But I suggest to people, check your town websites. All towns have websites. Look around for flyers and things posted out on the grounds, recreation commissions, any of those kind of things, because those are the
historical
people that
societies.
Historical societies. But there's enhanced the normal 4th of July thing in most places. And then, of course, as you were asking earlier, this is going to go on for a while. I mean, the whole year is a celebration, but, you know, it all culminates to July the 4th, but it'll continue on through the rest of the summer, I'm sure. But yeah, check the local websites and things, because I know just about every town has picnics or not that many fireworks, I don't think, because I noticed that Salisbury is having a thing up at the ski jumps late on the 4th. And it's a laser light show as opposed
I did
to
see
a
that.
firework. And I don't think anything's going on at Lime Rock either. That
Oh,
one,
interesting. Okay.
I don't think. I'm going to punch it up and see if I can find, but I haven't heard anything about that, so.
Yeah. I'm sure that Lubucherry will be doing
Oh yes,
his
that's a
Declaration of
step.
Independence at the Grove.
He's been doing that since 1776, you know.
Yeah, right, all along. But Kent is having a parade and a reading of the Declaration, and Cornwall is having a parade, I believe. Sharon is having all kinds of stuff. Salisbury, I'm sure. Canaan. So you're absolutely right. Check your town's websites and see what's
Towns
going
all
on there.
around Massachusetts, New York State, where our coverage is as well. Same thing applies.
Yeah.
So many things going on, and you just have to look for them. I hate to say this, but this is a good place too. Facebook,
Yeah,
not one of
it's
my
true.
favorite places, but
But it does
everybody,
tell
it's a
you.
go-to place. Yeah. So check your Facebook pages. You'll find so many things going on. You'll have a hard time figuring out what to do.
Where to go, right?
Yeah.
Although you may want to consider the weather. Apparently, we're going into a heat wave, so be careful. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Gonna be
That.
if the pundits and the predictors are correct, it's gonna be very hot. So
Well, it seems generally the weather has been leaning into the not so great weekends, but just cross our fingers and hope.
yep. So I also this week attended a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in Falls Village. I hadn't been to a zoning meeting in a long time, and now I know why. But you didn't hear me say that.
Whoa.
They are a bit dry sometimes, if you to be honest. But this is the Zoning Commission is proposing a new Village Center Business Residential District, and it stretches. The map shows it really stretches quite a ways, and beyond the center of town, out to Route 7 and down. So there were loads of questions. It was an informational meeting, but the questions that were brought up showed that the commission really has a lot of more research to do and more thought before they can.
What kind of things were, now you're saying possibly up to Route 7, because Falls Village basically is off in the corner there, so
Yeah,
you
well,
don't, unless you read all those signs on the other corner, you don't even know it's down there.
that's true.
So what kind of concerns? Because I know coming up through to Route 7, there's a lot of residential right in there that
Well,
is.
at the corner of Route 7 and 126, you have the bank, of course, and
Right.
then they talked about a textile shop across the street, which I guess now is commercial. There's a shop there, and one person brought up, several people brought up the problem that when there's a sale or something going on there, it's very crowded along Route 7. People park there, and it becomes dangerous. But that's going to be included all the way down, from what I gathered, to around Hamilton Books. So,
Down to where the firehouse is now, around there.
yeah, just a little shy of the firehouse if you're coming out of Falls Village. Yeah, it's
And so there were tons of questions, and as I say, the commissioners really acknowledge they have to go back to the drawing board and answer some of these questions that came up. And there were concerns. One woman said, I live in the village center, but I'm have agricultural land, and I don't want businesses there. And some other man was concerned that if the zone changes, would his taxes increase? And there were loads of questions. And so,
did
as I
anybody
say,
mention the intersection between 7 and 126?
the danger of it.
Well, it's renowned, shall we say. It's notorious.
Yeah. Well,
It's
just
kind of
the fact
interesting.
that textile store is right there, and that it's dangerous when they're parking. But
Yeah, and at one
actually.
time you had there as well, there was the, what was it, a wine place it was in? I know years back it was a gas station there, but that's
Right.
almost
Are you talking
diagonal
about?
across from the
You're
bank. So
talking
there's,
about the
is
Church
that,
Yes.
I'm wondering if that stuff was all grandfathered, or how does their commercial and their retail business zoning go at this point? Is it all
Well,
focused in that very small downtown?
at this point, the map looks like yes, it is. But there was also the concern of spot zoning, and apparently, maybe a couple of places were granted business status out of the ordinary. So that was a discussion. You have to be careful about spot zoning, which is illegal. And so, as I say, there were many, many questions posed, and Greg Marlowe, who's the chairman, said, this certainly no action is imminent. They've got to go back and discuss a lot of this. So,
Well, I'm kind of curious. Did anybody articulate the reason why they've decided to start looking into this?
yes, the reason was because some low impact businesses, prospective businesses, had come before them, and they couldn't grant them permission because they weren't in a business zone, and so they want to be able to attract more businesses
Okay, all right.
and
So that
things
was
like
the
that.
catalyst, yeah. And you have to, you have to carefully weave all this together because, like you say, spot zoning becomes an issue. So if you're creating these districts, you have to try and keep them in one piece, as opposed to some over here and some over there, because what they have now, and I know this is probably the case, they have multiple businesses that pre-existed zoning and everything else, and as long as they sit there in business, you can't do anything. But as soon as they stop doing business there, there's a certain period of time before, guess what? You're now back to the zoning that you're in, and it may not allow any more business in that place.
And
You're
again,
very accurate.
well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was saying go. I was just saying, ergo, back to the drawing board. But what were you going to say, Ruth? Sorry.
They also, of course, talked about the need to increase their tax base. Falls Village has very little
Well, that's because half
commercial.
their town's in
Yes.
preserved or owned by the government. So
True. And
it's kind of hard when you don't have a tax base.
no tax, very little. And so they're, any business helps. It brings it
Oh,
along.
yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah, and as I
The
say, more.
document, yeah, the document they gave out, to be clear, the intent of this district is to support a balanced mix of residential uses and neighborhood scale businesses within the village center. A primary object of the POCD is to encourage and attract business activity within the village center, and this proposed zone is intended to strengthen and revitalize the village center by fostering a vibrant mixed-use environment that integrates historic residential structures with small scale neighborhood serving businesses. And they reiterated that they're not looking to for strip malls. They're just looking for small
Yeah.
businesses.
If they have one of those, they'll have to be on Route 7, though. It'd never
Yes.
survive downtown. Well, you
No,
look at
no.
even some of the businesses in downtown are nonprofits, so they're not paying taxes already.
Yeah.
I
So
mean, just being realistic about it. So I guess time will tell. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch, I think, because there are so many twists and turns that can go into any time you try and reset your zoning. It can get complicated as hell.
And people get nervous, they're afraid.
Exactly, exactly. And
So
it's
yes, that I'm sure there'll be many more meetings on that topic. Lakeville Journal had a story about the Colonial Theater is again on the market. The two couples who bought it a few years ago have, revived it. And there's been programs and movies and community functions there, and now they're ready to move on. So I think it's going for something like 650,000, if I read that
Now,
correctly.
was that set up as a for-profit or a non-profit arts type thing? Do
I
we
think it's
know?
a for-profit. I don't think
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I would definitely check that.
Yeah, sometimes they do arts and things, and they're set like the movie house in Mellerton is set up as a nonprofit for arts and such. But
Oh, is that okay?
yeah,
It
so
does. It's
if you
listed
go to
for
$50,000.
$695. Yeah, I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
don't know for sure. I was just, popping that out there just to see if anybody did know. That's something to check into. Speaking about Falls Village, when you come back, next, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, you have the great Falls Village
So,
car and motorcycle show. So you want to talk about parking on Route 7? That is
and
one big show.
it's
They
boring.
have their little thing says, their tag says now, a really big show in a really small town.
Exactly,
I
yes.
love
And
that.
so, for those of us who were around, it just started like an idea. Well, okay, why don't we have a car show to celebrate Jacob's Garage? Their birthday, but it's
Yeah.
the anniversary. I just don't remember which year it was because it's been a while back. And talk about something catching on,
Yeah, this thing is
it was.
known far and wide. I mean, there are people who anticipate this thing every
Yeah,
year, so it's
it's
probably
part of
one
the
of the
element.
greatest things that ever came to the village of Falls Village.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. You're right. People put it on the calendars and come from all over. And I'm always amazed at the intricacies of these cars and how people, look them over like with a fine-tooth comb and talk all this car
Yeah.
stuff.
See how somebody's restored it and such. And plus you've got the motorcycles as well, which is
Right.
that's I'm always interested in the motorcycles because it's so fascinating to look at these machines from the small ones to the biggest of them and the old ones and the new ones. It's just really a fascinating thing to just look at to see how they change over time.
And don't
And
forget
that's
the
the 12th.
library tag sale is right there in the middle of it all.
Oh,
So,
that's right. Yeah, they take advantage of that by
yeah,
having
they
that
take
as well.
advantage,
Yeah.
and the center on Main becomes a real buyer's
Hub.
paradise. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, car shows all over. There's one up in Great Barrington on the 4th. That's this coming weekend. The old Yankee street rods and classic cruisers at the VFW in Barrington. So there's the summertime, there's a lot of these shows out there. But
Yeah,
theirs by far
I'm
is the most well known, and it's known even on a national level. So that's quite a thing that they've accomplished down there. My hat's off to both
Yeah.
of Beauty and Company.
Does anybody, this is a random subject shift, but does anybody know? I believe there was a town meeting in Sharon on Monday night. Does anybody know what's happening with that? What that was?
We'll have to look at that. That was the Board of Ed, but the budget meeting. Yeah, we'll
Well,
have to
that's
get.
right. They still don't have a budget, do they?
They do not. So they've come up with a
Oh.
plan, something about putting some money in the selectmen's budget as a fund for the school budget, for school expenses. It's sort of a interesting take on things, but we'll have to catch up and see what happened there last night,
Okay.
whether they pass. But
In
the we know that, tax bills go out with the current rate until they secure a new mill
That's
rate.
right. That's right. And then if the mill rate is different, then there has to be supplemental bills,
They
people,
have
and
to adjust
that
it.
all costs money and everything to do. So we'll see how that works out. Well, I hate to say this, but we've rolled on through, and as we talked earlier, a lot of things will be going on this coming weekend, 4th of July, starting probably on Thursday, running right on through for all three states where we're heard. So take a look at your local websites, your Facebook pages, more events than we can possibly tell you about.
Oh, okay. No.
Ruth, any last words?
Nope, stay cool, folks.
Sounds like we're getting ready to put her in front of the firing squad. Any last words?
Gee, do I get a last meal?
That's what they did in
Yeah,
1776. Yeah, so
absolutely.
we're going to reenact
Yeah.
things.
Oh, Mike's all over the timeline again. All right. Yes, I am going to say, Ruth, thank you so much. Mike, thank you so much. No, and this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous, intrepid, curious reporter on Robin Hood Radio.